To start off, the artist is rooting on this woman to move and groove to the music. He talks about the day she was born and how they're going to celebrate the occasion by fucking hard. He mentions that they're going to consume alcohol together, maybe Bacardi. Then he makes it known that they party and rage even when there is no specific occasion to celebrate. The artist references that when he pulls up to a nightclub in his car, everyone can see how fucking on point his fancy hubcaps look. When he walks into the club with 20 of his friends, they all keep weapons on them in case they have to stab some motherfucker. So it becomes 20 dudes entering the club carrying knives. A lot of people have heard that the artist started to collaborate with Dr. Dre on his work, and as a result, a lot of folks, African Americans in particular, wanted to become friends or business associates with the artist. He further outlines how when you have record sales akin to the uber-successful Marshall Mathers, women want to have sexual intercourse with you in part because they want a piece of the high life. But the artist is capable of ignoring the advances and temptations of women and focusing on his friends, his fucking boys. He witnesses a man by the name of Alvin Joyner drive up in an automobile. He notices he's preparing a joint that he intends to smoke. The artist then mentions how smooth and dominant his movements are, and that if you looked at him, you would mistake him for a guy that got a lot of women to fuck him. The artist then boasts about how tough he is, alerting the listener to the fact that he had been shot multiple times prior, and that even though he now has a little hitch in his giddy-up, he's fine because he's a tough son bitch. In some of the toughest neighborhoods in Los Angeles, the name of this artist is beginning to blow up. But the artist, while appreciative that the folks in this region are feeling his shit, yearns for more. He expresses how he wants to be beloved in this area the same way that Tupac Shakur was. Unlike in New York, where all the people there are a little more aware of the skills of this artist, and he understands what he has to do. Becomes so successful that the rest of the rap game is looking up at him. The artist reiterates how driven he is, and that despite the fact that he made $1 million on his initial record deal, he isn't satisfied, and that he fucking stays on the grind every day. Then he reminds us that he gets chicks, saying that lesbian women will turn bisexual just for a chance to hop into bed with him. He urges the listener to appreciate his rise and to not be a fucking hater, while simultaneously acknowledging that there will always be people trying to tear you down when you reach the top. The artist then acknowledges how real it gets in the nightclub when he begins to bump jaws, aka make out with women on the dance floor. This typically leads to rough, hot sex for him. Sometimes he'll just wink at a shawty, and if she smiles back at him, he immediately takes her away to a hotel room or some back room at the club to fuck her, because he knows he's coveted by women all over the world. He's drunk. He's high. If the ceiling catches fire or some shit, he's unfazed. He's just thinking about his fat bank account and fucking. He references the advice that fellow rapper Lloyd Banks gave him, which basically was not to be afraid of being different and changing the game. And if you have the ability to pull it off, watch how much money you'll make. And if you piss me off too much, maybe you'll get hit on the side of the head with a glass champagne bottle. But people know the artist and his crew are serious motherfuckers, so don't mess with it, bitch. Then he states where you can locate him. In the fucking nightclub, drinking a bottle of champagne with bubbles. He's in the room with women and offers them the drug ecstasy. He makes it clear that he's not into love-making and emotional shit. He wants to fuck, and he wants to hug, and to feel physical contact. This song was nominated for Best Rap Joint at the 46th Grammy Awards. This track was also listed at number 13 on Rolling Stone's list of the best songs of the 2000s, after the artist was introduced to Dre by Eminem in 2002. Today's lyrical is none other than 50 Cent's 2003 mega hit, In the Club. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.